Often when you hear that a city's coming back, you hear about good bars and restaurants that are bringing people out. Over the past few years, that has been the case in downtown Flint, Michigan. Now those same restaurants are trying to recoup lost business and convince wary customers that the water they serve is safe. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Sit down in a restaurant and the first thing you normally get is a glass of water. That routine practice is fraught with apprehension in Flint now, ever since the city's lead pipes started leaching into the drinking water after officials decided to use the highly corrosive Flint River as the city's water supply. Flint switched back to Lake Huron water, and there's ongoing testing for lead. Now city and state officials are trying to get people to go out to eat. George Wilkinson with the Flint and Genesee Chamber of Commerce says here's what everyone should know.
That it's okay to come out and go to these different restaurants for your meals because the water's been tested, it's certified, and it's clear. Flint is open for business.
Saginaw Street is the main business strip in downtown Flint. That's where Blackstone's Pub and Grill, one of the restaurants that's helped to revitalize the area, is located. Signs plastered on its front windows promote concerts and other events, but one sign prominently displayed lists the results of the restaurant's water test, and in big bold letters it reads, "Water, lead-free." Inside the restaurant, though, it's a thin lunch crowd. And manager Patty Bergstrom says business has definitely been slack.
We've noticed a change. We get a lot of phone calls like, oh my goodness, what do you do for your water? How do you wash your dishes? Things like that. Hard to convince people when they're not here on a daily basis to understand the concept of what, you know, what's going on.
As she walks into the kitchen, Bergstrom says Blackstone's and other restaurants know that keeping lead out of their water is crucial.
When we do our rinsing of our produce or anything like that, we use our flashing of our water. We let it run. We flush for 30 minutes or so before we use that at all. And our dishwasher has a filter on it also. So we're pretty much covered.
The restaurant's new filtration system for the pop machine, the ice maker, and the bar, in addition to the dishwasher, cost about $800. And the filters, which must be replaced when an alarm goes off, cost about $250 apiece. Over at one of the tables, Amy Had, a secretary who works across the street, is finishing up her lunch.
I am drinking water, filtered.
So you feel comfortable?
I feel comfortable drinking the water here. As long as it's posted and it's been tested, I don't mind.
The Genesee County Health Department sent guidelines to restaurants last October about handling tap water before the water emergency was declared. Anthony Pavoni is a supervisor with the health department.
Well, right now we've got them so they're flushing the water. We want the lines flushed first thing in the morning for at least 5 minutes so that we can flush any of the lead out. That's shown to be a good way to get the lead that's built up while the plumbing sits overnight.
Pavoni says inspectors have tested hundreds of facilities, including chain restaurants.
So what we've noticed is a lot of them already had filters on their pop and ice machines just because they want their product to be consistent at all their locations.
You guys still have your breakfast specials?
Yes. The original Angelo's Coney Island restaurant, a Flint landmark, has been around for more than 60 years. A sign at the front says, all of our beverages and ice are made with filtered water. But even here, says manager Carlos Amos, business is down.
The first question out of everybody's mouth is, do you have Flint water?
Amos says they also bought a new filtration system plus stacks of bottled water that they sell to customers who prefer it. Unlike Flint residents, businesses don't get bottled water for free. An inspection report taped to every table shows zero lead content in Coney Island's water. Mason Miller, a General Motors retiree having breakfast, says he doesn't pay much attention to the signs, though, because he expects clean water.
You would think that would be number one priority on a restaurant list to make sure that people can come in here and feel safe and don't have to worry about, no bad water.
That's an opinion that many of the restaurateurs in Flint hope more people will embrace as businesses struggle with the worry and the cost caused by a water crisis that is yet to be resolved. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Flint.